Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking, like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just break through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You got.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry is a ministry embracing widows, and our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and we are going to be talking about, last time we talked about different benefits and different things that we needed to get rid of, work on our health and different things that will make our life better as seniors. And it's coming from AARP book bulletin. They got I don't know if you get it, but it's a lot of good information in there. I really look forward to reading to see what else I can learn about different things that I need to know as a senior. So, but let me read the scripture first, coming from Psalms 103, 1 through 5. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, and crown you with love and compassion, who satisfy your desire with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And that is coming from Psalms 103, 1 through 5. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And never forget all of his benefits, all the things that he has done for you throughout the years. And when you go back and think about those things, it helps you to get through what you might be going through now. So if you have any trials or tribulation, what he's done for you before, it helps you to give that strength and that faith to go to move forward. So keep on rewinding the rewind button and remember those things that he has gotten you through. Because, you know, he promised us that we will be going through trials and tribulation in our lifetime. And sometimes we don't like what we're dealing with, but we have to gather that strength, that knowing that he's going to get us through those different situations in our life. But tonight we're going to get some more information from the AARP bulletin. And what I want to start off with is sleep and your brain. Sleep and your brain. Skipping on shut eye can lead to depression, and dementia. When I saw that word dementia, I really said, I'm going to start going to bed earlier and getting at least 6 to 8 hours sleep. So, and I know a lot of nights that I don't get those number of hours, but I'm going to make an effort to try to get at least six in. I'll start with six, and then I'll move to seven. Now, it's going to be hard for 8 hours, because it's hard for me to go to bed real early in the evening. So that's my situation there. But I'm going to try my best to get at least six in, and that'll be better than what I'm getting now. So dementia, and when they talk about that, I don't want to get dementia or Alzheimer's. So I'm going to work towards getting more sleep. And here are some tips for improving sleep. Don't take long naps. So in the daytime, when you take those naps, they're saying not to take no more than 30 minutes. Well, sometimes you'd be so tired, you end up sleeping a little bit longer. Because the day I took a nap because I wasn't feeling well, and my nap was about an hour, and I felt better after I woke up. But they said not to take no more than 30 minutes, only early in the and then to do it early in the afternoon. And this is what, if you sleep a long time during the day, of course you're not going to sleep as long, go to bed as early, because you don't got that rest. So that's why they're saying not to take a nap more than 30 minutes. So I can understand their point there. Another thing that they say, try a warm bath and socks. You know how socks warms your feet? In the wintertime, I do the socks thing. But I can't do it in the summertime because it's too hot. But normally I like my feet. If my feet are warm, my whole body is warm. That's the way I look at it. And it says a regular bath, before bed and socks for warming warm toes can help you fall asleep more easily. Then it says avoid too much talk. Keep discussion peaceful before bedtime. No politics, no finances, or other toughy topic. So try not to have those topics to go to bed on, because it's sometimes you toss and turn because you can't sleep because of the things that you're dealing with. So try not to focus on those things just before you go to bed. So those are three good tips that we should follow. The next thing is, and if you don't have ARP, you should get it because it has lots of benefits, lots of benefits. You save a lot of money. And I mentioned some of the benefits last time. Now, the next thing it says I want to talk about, it says when to get disability insurance. Now, I got disability insurance years ago when I was working. So I figured whenever, if something, I got sick or whatever, I'll have money being, even though I'm not getting a salary, not all of my salary, maybe 40 to 60% of it, I had a disability what would kick in and take care of that while I am not doing well. But you know one thing, God is good all the time. I have only had to use it. I've had it since my husband passed. That's 25 years. But I've only used it once, and I only received benefit for 1 month because I wasn't out a long time. But I thank God that I've been healthy, even though I wish I could have spent some of that money that I have put in there. But I can't stop, no, I can't cancel it because I invested too much money in it already. That's the negative thing. But the positive thing is that I've been in good health, not for me to use it. So I think I would like the good health over money. Money goes away, but good health doesn't always. So just I'm thankful for that. So that's one of the things, too. If you had some, if this time in your life is not probably beneficial to get it, it says it's good when you are replacing it with an income. And if you're not doing a working or whatever, it won't benefit you now. And the next thing it talks, just I pull something else out. Don't need a will? Think again. Just do it. Your ears will thank you. What is this saying is, if you don't have a will yet, you need to get one. Because when you pass away, your ears, your, that's mean your family, will be very glad that you made one, so they won't have to be thinking what to do. Well, I have one, but I have to put down more details of things. I want to really, I ask God to please give me the time to do this, but I don't want to even still go away anytime soon. You know, I don't want to die anytime soon, but I want to put details down because my daughter said she probably is going to be not able to do anything, and she wants me to take time and put some details down as far as what kind of funeral, colors I want to wear, all those different things like that. So I'm going to try to do that very soon because I really don't want to leave them with any more than the grief of me passing, not the details and stuff. So I'm going to work towards that because that's very important because, you know, they are torn apart and they can't think right, so it's kind of hard for them to have to deal with finding documents and stuff and for details and stuff. So please focus on that. You're going to hear me turning pages because this is a big bulletin, and I'm just picking some good things that I think that you should focus on. The next thing is what you can do, ways to reduce your own medication costs. The first thing that they say, to go generic. You know, there's always a name brand, but there's a generic brand that is cheaper, and it does the same thing for you. Now, some things I do not need, like generic, but most of the medicine that I've been taking, it's been okay. The other thing that I've been doing also, I've done mail. Having some of my medicine to be sent by mail, and they sent a 3-month supplies. That's 90 days. And the cost, you don't have to worry about going to the drugstore and getting it refilled every month, which I did every month. But now every 90 days I go ahead and have it refilled, and it's sent to me by mail. And not all of them, only a few things, because there's two only medicine that I take regularly. The other is as needed. So I don't need them as often, so sometimes I will have to order them regularly from the pharmacist. That's another way of saving money, too. It really saved me a big difference in having it mailed. The other thing, let me see if there's any. Sometimes there is discount cards that comes with different pharmacists, so check in that. Excuse me. Check on that and see the pharmacist. Excuse me, the pharmacist that you go to, see if they have any kind of discount card. Cause there are discount cards too, to get discounts on certain medicine. So those are the three things that I wanted to mention to you about saving money on prescription. The next thing is. Sorry about turning over the page. Don't eat this if you are taking that. Okay, this is really good here. This is really good. Some food can affect how well your medication works. A new book from AARP Office Dietary Guidance. And let me tell you this. Now, this is something that I knew in the last year I found this out. You can't, certain medicine now, and this wasn't always the same, just recently, that you do not take, drink grapefruit juice, and also some things with orange juice, but grapefruit juice especially, that you cannot drink these things while you take certain medication. And I'm going to go over a few things, too. If you take a blood thinner, avoid fish oil supplement. Large amount of fish oil can also thin the blood combined with these kinds of medication. This can pose a health risk. Fish contains small dietary amount of fish oil. So consuming fish oil is safe. It's just that taking it with a blood thinner, it's not safe. If you take certain statin, that's for cholesterol, avoid grapefruit juice and grapefruit period. And I know I do take cholesterol medicine right now, and it indicates that I should not drink it at all with this medicine. Grapefruit interferes with your body metabolism, and so that affects that. So please make sure that you, and it's important that you read the information that you on your bottle, on the do's and don'ts on the medication. If you take medicine for diabetes, avoid too much cinnamon. Don't take too much cinnamon if you are diabetic. This spice in large amount can lower blood sugar, which is exactly what diabetes drugs do. And also, so just make sure that if you are a diabetic, avoid too much cinnamon, because this does lower your blood sugar as well. If you take certain antidepressants, avoid red wine, hard cheese, and chocolate. This applies to, just a minute. This, I'm trying to, reading this in small letters and trying to figure out what all it says. But it says avoid red wine, hard cheese, and chocolate if you are on a certain antidepressant. And if you take certain heart medicine, avoid too much calcium. Drugs called calcium channels booster, channels blockers work to lower blood pressure. Too much calcium in the diet can work against this process. So limit your daily intake from all sources, including dietary products, supplement, and juices fortified with calcium. So just make sure you can have calcium, but just not to have too much of it, because it does affect heart medicine. If you take certain blood pressure medicine, take it easy on banana and other high potassium food. What it says is that, you know, banana is high in potassium. So it's not saying not to have it, but be careful the amount of, if like for instance another food that you eat has high potassium in it, all of that together would be too much for the blood pressure. So just be careful with that as well, because I do have a banana every day, but I don't have no more than one. And I don't, during the morning, I don't try not to have too many things that has high potassium in it. So those are good tips in taking your medicine. And I'm going to mention one more thing. I'm going to go over. Well, you know, one thing, I'm looking at the clock. I need to make some announcement, and then there's a couple of things that I want to do. So that is all tonight as far as health information, and I get it all from the AARP Bulletin. So if you're not a member of the AARP, you need to become one, because there's lots of good benefits, not just this bulletin, but you get so many discounts from restaurants, renting a car, at a hotel. There's so many different things, even cell phones, all that good stuff. So just knowing that AARP, and I only paid this year $12 for a whole year, and they were advertising, if you renew by a certain time, that they'll send you a gift. So I received my gift already. So just knowing that when you you're constantly getting gifts, they get discounts on movie theaters, all of that stuff. So just knowing that it's a great benefit to have ARP. And that's all for tonight. I'm going to have some more things as I read the rest of the bulletin and see if there's any more good stuff. But that's good news to know about those different medicine that you're taking and what certain foods will affect that. But we want to do something special right now. I am going to click someone on. Well, let me tell you this. Now it goes, we're going to the announcement. So that's all of the benefits that I'm going to talk about tonight as far as us being a senior. As we get older, we become more and more seniors. But we have a lady that on the phone we want to give acknowledgement to. But first I want to say that we had lots of birthdays in the month of May. First, it began with me. My birthday was May 2nd, and I had a wonderful time in Charleston, celebrating my birthday and also attending a conference. So I have lots of people sending cards and well wishes, so thank you so much for that. Rose Bone, one of our widows, her birthday was on the 11th, and I called her and sang her a song. And we had someone this past weekend, Brenda Newsom. Her birthday was this past Saturday. So we have lots of May Tauruses in our group. But tonight on our show, which is dated tonight, which is May 16, we have someone special. All of you are special. I want you to know that. But she's a little more special that, you know, all of us think that she's just a special, an angel. And we want to acknowledge her tonight on her birthday. And we have someone to come on and say something special about her birthday. And I'm going to bring that person on. Let me click you. You are.
Hello?
Now, yes, you are on the air.
Hi, Miss Mandy. This is Brenda. I just want to tell you how much I really love you. We all love you. We think you're very special. You give us life in our Next Chapter Widow Ministry group. And I just want to shout out happy birthday to you. And
oh,
I'm gonna do the best I can to sing.
Thank you.
I get a little timid when I have to sing alone. But I just want to tell you how much I really, really love you, and we all love you. So if you could just give me a moment to clear my throat. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mandy. Happy birthday to you. And we love you.
Thank you, Brenda. And you
You're
are special.
Welcome.
We all are special in God's eye and to each other. So thank you so much for. And the reason why I want to do something special for Miss Mandy, she is. Something just happened to her. She just disappeared. I think she's something with her phone. She'll call back in a second.
She's probably crying, Mary.
She has a problem with her telephone as well too. All of a sudden, her number just disappeared. I wanted to say that she's 75 years old today. So that's a blessing.
Wow. That is a blessing.
We are not even near there yet. And I thought that we should recognize her because of her age and also because she's special to us. But I hope she calls back in. I just saw her, all of a sudden she just went off the air. So I'm hoping that she'll be able to call back in. But thank you so much for doing that, Brenda. I also want to make an announcement, another announcement, too. We had, this is on a Saturday occasion. Denise Brown she lost her brother this past week, and the funeral is this coming Friday. And her grandson, one of her grandkids, has leukemia.
Wow.
And leukemia form of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming along, so just be encouraged. Give her a call. And maybe if you don't call this week, call next week. But put it on your calendar to give her a call. And just help her to be encouraged, because to deal with the death and also her grandson discovering that he has leukemia, and so that he's going through radiation. Chemo. So just pray for her strength and healing for him. The other person that I want to also talk about, too, is Cheryl Leek. She lost her sister as well this week, and she's headed to Chicago. So if you will get in touch with both of those people and just let them know that the ministry is in prayer with them, several people will be a blessing to them. If you need their telephone number, I have it, and I can give it to you, you know, when you call back. But just keep those two in your prayer, because they need it at this particular time. And like I say, you're never ready for the losses. So just knowing that this is something, someone close to both of them. So just be there for them in any way that you possibly can, because they need that strength and that comfort they need to get through all of this. So that is one other announcement that I have is we're having a meeting this coming Saturday. This is one of the things. This is two events that we're going to be having in June, but this is one thing that I want to emphasize. It's called panel discussion. We're going to have widows to be on the panel and answer questions to encourage other widows that are going through their losses. We're inviting churches. I have the letter and also the flyer. I'm going to get the flyer made in the next couple of days. So I want to give these flyers to you on Saturday. We can mail them to the pastor, or we can take them to the pastor, whoever's in charge of for his losses. Miss Mandy's back on the air. So just know that, we need to make this a big thing. And if you have any other churches that I could send this to, we are sending out. Pastor Haynes is working with us. He's also sending out our letters and flyers in another week or so to different churches that he's familiar with, that knows who in charge of bereavement and so forth. So we need your support to get as many flyers and contact. Now, it is $20. This is not a free event. It's free for us. As a widow ministry, but anyone coming in, this $20 will include an autographed copy of the next other Widow's Touch. So just knowing that it's not free, but at the same time they get the book, and also we're having a continental breakfast at this event. I'll tell you more in detail this coming Saturday. So please be there so you can pick up your flyer and your letter, and then also I'm going to email it to you so you can. Always, I'm not going to be able to make a lot of copies because it costs to make color copies. But I'm going to email it to you so you'll have that to present to them. But I need you to get the word out, but more detail and complete detail of how it's going to be. So, like I say, it's in the month of June. We have two events. The other events, I'll talk to you about that on Saturday as well, because we don't have any more time. So thank you so much. Miss Mandy, I don't know what happened to you, but we also told your age. You said you were 5 years old today. So that was a blessing. So that's why we want to do something special for you. So,
thank you.
Yes, you said that you're on the, I don't know what happened, but you're back. So we just want to do something.
Oh, great. I did. I had a wonderful birthday. And my phone messed up and I couldn't hear what was going on.
Okay.
But thank you
so
much.
Well, anyway, that's our show tonight.
Yes.
You're going to enjoy your birthday. I'm sure if you're like me, I'm still celebrating mine. And I'm sure Brenda
will
be as well.
I love that song, Brenda. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in again
next time
from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week.
Thank you, and you do the same.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
Got mail.